Andrew Kelleher, JMI Wealth, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Mr. Dickens.
So you've had the magnifying glass and you've looked at the 20 or 25 words that have come out from the Reserve Bank and you've found a couple that are hopeful?
That is true. So look, let's just get the rates left unchanged. That sort of little piece got sort of lost in a lot of the rhetoric afterwards, didn't it? So the official cash rate left unchanged yesterday, but there's headlines in them, their statements. So the incoming statements, the market reaction, I think, was indicative of the significance of some of those comments. So let's talk about that market reaction first. A significant step down in wholesale interest rates. So we refer to a wholesale rate called the swap rate. Now, that's important in determining where fixed rate mortgages are set. So that 1 year rate or the 1 year swap rate fell 20 basis points. So it's at 5.06%. Now, at its peak, sort of in the last quarter of last year, Andrew, that rate was at 6%. So it's now significantly lower than it was. The 2 year rate also fell about 20 points to 4.6. Now, while that doesn't seem like a lot from a retail rate perspective, it's significant in the wholesale market and sends an important signal. So the fall's less pronounced in the longer term rates. 5 year are going down 12 basis points. Now, what triggered that was in the statement and in the accompanying summary record of meeting. And in the statement, the key sentence was they said that monetary policy will need to remain restrictive, but the extent of that restraint will be tempered over time, consistent with the expected decline in inflation pressures. Now, when we go to the summary record of the meeting, that's the actual record of the meeting in the Monetary Policy Committee, they said that inflation will return to the 1.3% band in the second half of 2024. We knew that. But then they referenced the recent business and consumer surveys were pointing to declining activity, and they discussed the risk that this may indicate that tight monetary policy is feeding through to domestic demand more strongly than expected. So the door is open for change. And that was enough to make the money market sort of take the punt that it signals an increased possibility that the RBE could sort of pivot away from that second half of next year timing, the interest rate cuts. So, yeah, the door is open. There's a chink in their armour. So the market's now sort of fairly convinced that the bank will be cutting by November. But not only that, and here's the little interesting bit, there's actually now talk. There was talk around the traps, you know, on the lines and everything yesterday, that the quantum of that cut could actually go up. So that maybe you could see a 50 basis point cut.
Okay.
So look, well, I think August is too early. I don't think you'll see a cut in August. I'm still sticking with the view that we'll get an early Christmas present from our friends in the terrace in Wellington.
Okay, I heard about the bigger cuts in November, but I also did hear about smaller cuts in August, and we're going to put this all to Michael Riddell a bit later on and see which way he goes. Migration figures were out yesterday too. We're still leaving.
Yeah, we're still leaving. But generally, there's still the massive influx of people. That's been a feature of the last 80 months, hasn't it? So we've had the greatest population growth we've seen in decades. Got the latest update yesterday. So while people are still arriving, more New Zealanders than ever are heading away. So whether it isn't, in fact, right, the grass certainly seems to be greener in distant shores. So for the record, annual net permanent long-term migration now sitting at 83,000 for the 12 months to the end of May. The peak was back in October 23, was at 136,000. The 12-month rolling total has been declining since then. So, yeah, there's more of us leaving than ever. The net loss of New Zealand citizens in the 12 months, just over 60,000. So migrant arrivals were high, but migrant departures up more than that. That's why the net figure is falling. The key water cooler takeaway, Andrew, is that migration is still strong. It's still adding to population, but the trend is slowing, and there's lots of New Zealanders heading elsewhere, and the bulk of them are going to Australia.
Good stuff. How's the numbers?
Very positive this morning, actually. The Dow Jones is up 0.5%, almost 200 points, 39,485. The S&P 500 is up 0.69%, 5,615. And the NASDAQ up almost 1%, 177 points, 18,606. The FTSE 100, they're shaking off that election result. That was higher, 0.2%, 8,193. The Nikkei was higher, up 251 points, 41,831. Small fall in the Shanghai Composite. The Aussies yesterday down 13 points, so not much, 7816. But we cheered the Reserve Bank yesterday on the NZX 50. It was up 95 points, 0.8%, 11,943. One Kiwi dollar slightly lower because of the prospect of interest rate cuts, 0.6078 against the US, 0.9014 Aussie, 0.5616 against the euro, 0.4734 pounds, 98.32 Japanese yen. Gold is trading at $2,373 and Brent crude, $85.09.
Andrew Kelleher from JMI Wealth, I thank you for your time.